Share number 79, we're continuing Chayves HaLevavos, Perek Dalid, where he's talking about why the Torah omits talking about Olam Haba. So the third reason he gave was that when you try to get children to at first start learning or doing things, motivate them, children want instant gratification, and you have to give them tangible rewards. And Chayves HaLevavos said the same thing as with Klal Yisrael, the Dardeya, when they accepted the Torah, Hashem first had to give them something they could relate to, which was Schar Avilam Hazeh. Later on, when they mature and get older, they'll start serving Hashem for the right reasons, for the Olam Haba. And the mashal is a very easy mashal to understand. Just what you have to comprehend is that the Chayves HaLevavos is talking about the Dardeya that accepted the Torah, those who saw the Makkos, Kriyas Yamsuf. So, it's hard to think that those people are like children. But the Chayves HaLevavos is not insulting their knowledge, Chas V'Shalom. Rather, he's expressing a deep truth and explaining the approach that every single person has to pursue Avodas Hashem on their own level. Every person has to start with tangible rewards and with an appreciation of what we gain by our actions that we can relate to. We are Olam Hazeniks, and Olam Hazeh speaks to us. And we get stimulated to learn Torah and mitzvahs on our level, and we must do that to begin our journey. Then eventually the goal is to graduate, to serve Hashem for more lofty reasons. That's Negiah to every one of us, and every person on their level. Chayves HaLevavos continues, Ba'atam, Madua Be'emes, I'm sorry, Ve'achar HaTaymim Hu, he's going to the fourth reason now, Mipnei Shein Adam Roy L'Schar Olam Haba Yidei Ma'asev HaTaymim Bovad. And he says something very, very fascinating. He says a person is not Roy for Schar and Olam Haba. A person's actions alone do not earn him a Schar and Olam Haba. Elaf Acharei Sha'asa Ma'asim Tovim, even after all the good things you've done, Hashem gives you reward for one of two reasons. Siba achasi, one reason is mipnei shelimei livnei adam acher mesavoides bari yisparach. V'hidrichaisam lasis toiv. Person doesn't get schar for his own actions. He gets schar if he taught other people to serve Hashem, and he taught them how to stay on the correct path. K'may shekasev, like Daniel says, umatztiki harabim. So people who are matzdiki harabim are like stars that shine forever. And the ones who are mechichim, teach people to be correct, on them is going to come birkas toiv. Says the Chayves HaLevavos, when you will combine the schus that an Oved Hashem has, that he caused other people to be tzaddikim, together with the schus that he himself is a tzaddik, vel schus emunas liba atohira, together with the schus of his pure emuna of his heart, vel schus haseiv al shahayolai beglal tzirkusai, and the schus of what he had to suffer or had to bear, had to go through because of his tzidkus, then he's fit to get Schar Olam Haba. What's the second reason Hashem gives Schar? Chesed hu alikim, nedava v'toiva. It's out of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart. G'may shekasu v'lecho Hashem chesed, ki ato tesham lish kemaseyu. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, you Hashem do chesed, because you pay person back for what he's done. And you may ask, what do you mean? He did it, he deserves reward. Says David HaMelech, that's chesed. Why? What do you mean? Why is it that a person is not roi to get schar for his actions? Even if a person's good deeds are many like the sand of the sea, lo yiushkulim afilu neged toivachas, shabaris baruch meitiv loy baylamazeh. They're not worth payment for even one of the taivais HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for a person oylamazeh. V'kol shekein adover kachim adam chata, and for sure if a person is not perfect then has sinned. V'lohaya abayris baruch derish me'adam. And if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would seek from a person, b'kabdonus, with an exact cheshbon, she'yoydiloi behesem la'tayva shekibel, that you owe Hashem exact cheshbon of the amount of good things he's done for you, you have to pay him back. All of what you've done, all of the actions, would be kamat nothing compared to the smallest taiva Kadosh Baruch Hu has done. So therefore, if we have a cheshbin, as much taivas as we do, we still owe Hashem for what he's given us. So any reward is not something that he owes us at all. He's only giving to us because it's a chesed, because he's going to reward us. But punishments that a person gets mitzad adin. You did an averi, get punished. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu also treats us with chesed in both worlds, meaning to say he doesn't punish a person immediately until to give him time to do tshuva, and if he does do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him in the next world. But the Chayvus Alvavus is saying that when it comes to punishments, the Torah gave exact punishments because you earned those punishments. When it comes to Schar and Olam Haba, the Torah didn't talk about it because there's no real reward that we deserve in Olam Haba. Anything we get is a chesed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Moshev LaHashem Kol Tagmuloi Aloi, says the Radak, David HaMelech says, what could I pay back Hashem? Kol Tagmuloi, all the good things that he has done to me, Aloi, are on me l'shalem, Aloi l'shalem. But it's an impossibility. As long as we put our best effort forward and we try our hardest, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, okay, I'm going to make it ki'ilu. You've paid me back for all the chasadim. And not only that, I'll give you schar as well. And that is the reason, the fourth reason, says the Chayvus Halavavos, why the Torah doesn't talk about schar in Olam Haba.